Live from the DeChavez Music Home Studio. This is the DeChavez Podcast, showcasing anything of interest. DeChavez Podcast,
episode number one.
Omnipod 5. Good morning. Welcome to the DeChavez Podcast, episode number one, Omnipod 5. So a brief reason as to why we renamed the I renamed the podcast. It's easier to find on Alexa and stuff like that. So, and then plus I figured I was going to rename it anyway, but either way. So I have Sabrina here.
Good morning.
And so we are just starting out the podcast with a fresh new episode list because it's been too long. So in any event, welcome to the podcast.
And Simba's here too, by the way.
Simba's here too, yes. Somewhere. Anyway, so we're talking about the Omnipod 5, which... that is basically a successor, I guess, to the Dash. So, anyhow, I will let Sabrina explain what you can do with it and everything else. So,
what do you want me to explain?
She wants. Well, like, what's the purpose of it like? Because I didn't exactly...
to give insulin. I don't know what else to... It's basically... and it can connect to your CGM, so it gives you insulin based off your blood glucose, which is kind of cool. Like, the Dash couldn't do that.
Yeah, so...
so if your sugars are too high, it'll... give you insulin based on what they are.
Yep.
And I think the doctor has it so it does one unit for every 15, that it's over 130, I think is what she put it at.
I don't remember anymore.
I know she changed it and I don't remember. And it was 140 before, but I think she put it down, to 130.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. Oops. Stupid mic, not used to you out of your stand.
But it also do the standard basal insulin, which is just a continuous. It does 1.6 units every hour.
Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. So
you never have to worry about your sugars going too low or too high again.
Usually. Yeah, so basically this is a tubeless insulin pump, so yep. You just put it on a pod, which looks like a square, I guess. Maybe it's rectangle. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of those. You fill the pod to either 200 units or I think the minimum is 85, or you can go up to like...
minimum is 85, maximum... excuse me, sorry. Minimum is 85, maximum is 200.
Yeah.
We've been doing about 175 because lately 200 has been too much and we've been wasting too much.
Yeah, so... yeah. But anyway,
you don't want to waste insulin.
Yeah, no, that's kind of pricey. I think the one time I think I saw insulin was like $4,000 or something.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, what?
So in the package with the pod, you have the syringe and the needle. Syringe needle. And you take...
actually, she forgot one important step, usually. Which is that if you have an existing pod, you have to deactivate.
Yeah, so you have to deactivate your existing pod first. You screw the needle onto the syringe, but first you got to deactivate your old pod.
Yeah, that would have been important. The system actually won't let you, what they call, prime another pod without
deactivating. So you click on View Pod Details, Change Pod, and then Deactivate. This is what it does.
Nothing? There it goes.
Yep. That means it's deactivated and ready to do a new pod.
Yep.
So we're going to pull off the old pod. You want to do that, babe?
Yeah, so just, let's see. So you can put the pod just about wherever, but in this case it's on my right arm, so excuse me while I make a couple of, actually, there you go. And don't speak too close to it. Anyway.
We have to use skin tack because it falls off if you don't. We've learned that you don't technically have to use skin tack if you put it on your arm or your stomach. But when we put it on the leg, we have to use skin tack because the two times that we put it on the leg and did not use skin tack, it fell off. We don't know why. We can't figure that out.
I think you'd hear me still, but yeah, actually just trying to peel this off is not the easiest thing to peel off.
They're hard to get off, especially when you use skin tack, because it really sticks.
Okay, so for sanitary reasons,
we're going to use alcohol.
So let's just get this and I reach across and see, maybe if I turn this way, perhaps you can, oh, Christ.
Ooh. Yeah. And they recommend that you put the sensor and the pod close together, but which we did last time, because we had to take the sensor and the pod. But in this case, we're not going to put them close together because you can't use the same spot twice in a row.
No. Well, yeah, you could, but
you can't. I'm not going to say you can't because you could. You just shouldn't.
Yeah.
So you have your syringe. It's pretty little, actually. You take your cap off, and you take your insulin. Ow! Don't stab yourself with a needle.
Please.
I mean, it doesn't hurt, but still. You have to hold it upside down, the pen, because if you don't, it won't go in. Sometimes it does that and slips out of there.
Yep, so.
And you have to make sure that there's no air bubbles.
Yeah. If there are, then.
It's bad.
Could be some problems.
You don't want those.
So, while she's doing that, the PDM has two different modes. You have manual, which means you just have to enter the.
BG?
The blood glucose, yeah.
If it's in manual mode, it will not give you insulin based off your blood sugar.
Nope.
You have to tell it to give you insulin.
Yep. And then in auto mode, it just does it. So.
When you're in, if you change your sensor and your pod at the same time, you have to put it in manual mode. Because if you put it in automated mode before the sensor's warmed up, it'll bitch and complain.
Yep.
I can't get readings. Well, no, duh. It's not ready yet. The pod's not, or
the sensor's not ready yet. Yeah. And then just a word to the wise, if you upgrade to the G7, which came out 17th of February, then you might have to wait a bit for compatibility because Omnipod is working on that and it'll come through as a software update. So might have a reboot on the controller or something like that.
But. And just a word to the wise is also, we did not figure this out until we had problems with it. You cannot use the Dexcom G6 receiver with the Omnipod
5. Or the G7 if you have a G7.
Because it doesn't work.
Nope. It interferes with it, I guess. Which is stupid.
We did not know that. And we're like, why isn't it working?
Yeah. So
we had to call Dexcom. They're like, we had to call Insulet, which is the maker of the Omnipod. Is your receiver on? Yeah.
But turn it off and see what happens. Okay.
And it worked.
Like 5-10 minutes later, it started working. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So right now she's trying to get air bubbles out of the syringe.
There's a lot of them this time.
Sometimes it does it. Sometimes it doesn't. But. The system, when it primes, it's supposed to try to get them out because, like, it'll defeat the purpose of the... Well, not exactly defeat, but, like, it would have issues with, like, you don't get as much insulin if you have air bubbles. So I have upgraded to the G7. The doctor sent in a script for it, but that's because I have to calibrate quite often on the G6 when you're not really supposed to have to calibrate, and like some other things. I figured I want the latest thing, why not?
But it's pretty cool because this G7 is 60% smaller than the 6, and it only takes 30 minutes to warm up, not 2 hours.
And it has a transmitter built into the sensor, so you don't need to have a separate transmitter.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently the G7 has a 10-day wearable period plus an additional 12-hour grace period, so you can change your sensors out, so that's pretty cool.
So now that we have it in the syringe,
yep,
we're going to... There's a little hole in the pod where you put the insulin in. And for those of you who could see, there's a little arrow on the pod itself, or on the paper, that shows you where to put it in at.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it in. You put it... Come on. There we go. You put it in and listen for beeps. That's what you want to hear.
Yep, which is good. Now the pod has a prime, and well.
So you take the receiver. No. The receiver. The PDM, and you click on set up new pod, and it tells you to fill the pod with insulin, and then listen for the beeps, which we already did. So you'll hit next. No.
Whoops.
Sorry. You have to have it right next to it, or it won't prime.
Nope, it's bitchy about that.
See if we can hear it. Takes a second sometimes.
I don't think it's gonna do it. No, there it goes. So I was trying to get all the air bubbles out.
Mm-hmm. Well, while it's doing that, we will prep the area. Do you want it on the top or on the side?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. That's what it
means
does
it's
when
done.
It, when it's done.
Yep. So it's ready to go. Well, shit. So right now
putting it on the right leg.
The left.
Left leg, sorry.
Yeah. I would say she was anesthetizing it, but that's the wrong terminology.
Can you put the skin tag on and I'll hold the mic?
Okay.
Skin tag is really sticky, so it helps it stay on.
At a price.
When it comes off, boy, does it hurt.
It takes off a bunch of hair.
We have the adhesive from, we have adhesive remover wipes that we use sometimes.
We're supposed to be using them, but
it cuts through the skin tag like butter.
Yeah. It's right here, I think.
Okay, you're good. Sit it down on the bed. Come on, with your computer.
Say what on the computer? Is anybody Max gonna stay there?
I'm sorry about the skin tag, but.
We have a bottle for a reason.
We're supposed to be using a
Sharps
container, but we don't have one.
Oh, we do, but I don't know where it is.
I put the syringe in there. Hold up. And the old pen. Is this the old pen?
No, no, is it?
Yes.
The hell, you have the mic in your hand and you're putting the pen in there?
Mm-hmm. Let me get the syringe. Hang on.
That's pretty. Oops.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, so.
On the pod, There's a clear needle cap. You have to pull that off. It's hard to get off sometimes. Yeah. And then there's two...
like two sticky things. Sticky paper things. Yeah.
Paper thing images. You have to pull those off. And then you stick it to where you want.
Which is... fuck.
Hold still.
I think you put it too far.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so now she's running her hand... around the patch because it's supposed to help her make it secure. Okay, so
now you click it. After it does that, it tells you to clean the site where you're going to apply it and then remove the tab and the backing. And you have to check the pod to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. And then you tap start, which is going to insert the cannula.
Which is going to hurt.
And then it'll ask you if it's secure. The pod is securely in place, which it is. This is what it does.
Ouch.
That part hurts.
That asks about the cannula. Is it inserted? I think.
And then it'll ask you if the cannula is inserted. And for those of you who could see it, it turns pink when it's inserted properly, which in this case it is. So we're going to click yes, and then it'll ask you to switch to automated mode, which in this case we're going to, and your pod's good to go.
Yep. All good. Yep. So that's just that for changing the pod on Omnipod 5. yeah. So if you guys need any more information? Whoops. Any more information on
the... any more questions?
Yeah, you could ask me, or you could just go to... I think it's Omnipod.com. So, yeah, Omnipod.com. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so... yeah, that will do it for this podcast.
Hasta luego.
Yeah, whatever she said. Hasta luego, hasta la vista, whatever.
Sayonara. Yeah.
Au revoir. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. That's for eating, dear.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyways.
We're not eating. We just ate.
Yeah. All right, well, you folks, take care. We'll be back with another episode on DCVS Podcast.
Bye.
Have a great day. DCVS Podcast contact info. To subscribe to the podcast, visit www.chavezapps.us. Click on subscribe and you will have many options to subscribe, such as TuneIn, Amazon Music, and more. To contact the author, email webmaster@chavezapps.us. Thanks for listening. DCVS Podcast is now on Alexa devices. Tell Alexa, play DCVS Podcast.